What is going on, Laker fans? Thank you very much for tuning in. Appreciate it, as always. We got a stacked show tonight. Do you guys know that this week, by the end of this week on Friday, the Lakers will have started again, Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers in their first preseason game, and December 22nd will be when the regular season starts. So no more kind of assuming what the roster is going to look like. No more trying to figure out training camp. I guess we still got a little bit of that left. But the reality is we can start talking about matchups. We can start talking about this Lakers roster, what our expectations are, and obviously the Lakers trying to repeat as champions. So when I say stack show, not messing around tonight. Wesley Matthews coming up at 7:30. Excited to talk to the newest Los Angeles Laker, a 12-year vet in the NBA. Certainly is going to bring an aspect to the Lakers that's much needed. You need veterans on this team. Danny Green left the Lakers. Rondo left the Lakers. But I think Wesley Matthews is going to be a perfect fit for what Danny Green was doing last season. He's going to do it at a fraction of the price. So Wesley Matthews coming up at 7:30. Mike Trudell in the 8 o'clock hour. I want to start off the show just talking about some of the challenges for the Lakers this upcoming season. Now, trust me when I tell you this. Many fan bases around the NBA wish they were in the Lakers' position. Yes, I do a Lakers show. Yes, I'm part of the broadcast with a pre- and post-game show. But that's I'm being objective and honest when I say this. Every team in the NBA wish they were in the Lakers' position. What I'm referring to there is just the we know how stacked this roster is, but there are going to be challenges, and I think you know some of those challenges are going to fall really just on the line of trying to get through the regular season. There's going to be a lot of teams with similar challenges that the Lakers are going to have. Of course, everybody's going to be dealing with the short off season. Everybody's going to be dealing with how to juggle these new protocols and these new rules where you don't have an NBA bubble to kind of secure the league. It's a lot different this upcoming season. And whatever you think this season is going to be like, there's a very, very good chance you're going to be wrong. And I'm saying that about myself, and I'm saying that about others as well. And what I'm referring to there is just you cannot predict what's going to happen over the next few months. You just can't. And that's the position that this country is in, the world is in, and I don't have to sit here and preach to anybody. That's the effect COVID-19 has obviously had on the entire world. And what is sports? Sports is just a very, very small piece of the equation, and we know there are much bigger things going on in the world. But when I'm just talking about it from a Lakers perspective, there's some challenges coming up this year. And I thought it was interesting today. You know, the Zoom calls continue, and as Lakers are going through training camp, I actually had no idea. You know, they told us earlier today, or they told us yesterday, hey, Zoom calls, 12 o'clock, here's the link, all that. So a lot of the local reporters are ready. And then, boom, it was LeBron. So here comes LeBron James. Of course, a lot of questions coming towards LeBron and, you know, really kind of referring to how he's going to pace himself this year, the quick turnaround, defending your NBA championship. There's obviously a lot of things that come into play with LeBron. But I thought, and as we go through the show, I got some clips that I do want to play of LeBron, so we'll do that a little bit. We'll do that actually here shortly. But I thought one of the things that was most interesting was kind of figuring out how cautious the Lakers are going to be during the regular season. How cautious are they going to be? You know, last season, yes, it was kind of a similar approach here. You got LeBron walking into his 17th season. It's very easy to say, well, LeBron's going to take a step back. He's going to take his foot off the gas because the regular season is not going to be that important. Because you just get to the playoffs, and LeBron James and Anthony Davis are going to help carry you and hopefully try and tie the Boston Celtics with 17 championships. Well, the opposite happened. LeBron played a ton during the regular season, played a ton of minutes. Lakers end up in the Orlando bubble, and then eventually win an NBA championship, AD and LeBron, finals MVP, and they do tie the Boston Celtics at 17. So this season, I'm not sure what the strategy is, but I thought it was interesting that head coach Frank Vogel said on that Zoom call today, he said, the goal this year is to make sure we're healthy and whole going into the playoffs. Okay. This is what I know about LeBron. I know that one of the greatest players to ever play the game is walking into his 18th season. And what I also know about LeBron James is that he's played the equivalent of three additional seasons on top of those 18 years or 17 years. This is his 18th season. because he's been to the NBA Finals 10 times, and some, you know, some of those other runs they didn't make to the Finals, he's accumulated 3 additional seasons on top of those 17 years. So what you could really be saying is LeBron is walking into his 21st season in the NBA. I get it. I understand. This man's a freak of nature. Nobody's ever really seen someone that can do his specific skill set. At the same time, we're coming off, what's the date today? December 7th? Do you know by the time we get to December 11th, which is this Friday, will be the first preseason game for the Lakers and the Clippers. That will be 2 months on the dot when the Lakers won that championship over the Miami Heat. So there's some concern there. Why wouldn't there be? But I also think there's going to be some incredible, incredible opportunity. Let me play this clip real quick from LeBron James. So LeBron is talking about, this was earlier today, talking about the quick turnaround and really looking at it from a team perspective, how he thinks the Lakers are ready.
Listen, you try to always turn a negative into a positive no matter what you're going through. And we understood the sacrifices that we were making. We understood the condition and the landscape that we were going into, along with the bubble and everything that was not only going on the floor, but also off the floor with the social injustice and police brutality and the system racism and voter suppression. There was a lot of things that was going on off the floor. Some things you control, some things you can't control, but you just try to keep the main thing the main thing. And while we were playing the game, we was focused on what our job was at hand.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. And, you know, when I say that there's going to be opportunity, let me explain exactly what I'm referring to. So, personally for me, as I just look at the Lakers and I look at the opportunity that they have in front of them and I see the talent on the roster and I see the depth that they have and I understand the fact that Pelinka went out there this offseason and addressed some needs but also got a lot younger in the process. You guys know the players I'm talking about. Dennis Schroeder, Montrezl Harrell, those are going to be two key additions. You already got AD, who's 27. Add Alex Caruso on your roster, Kyle Kuzma. There's some young players in there. But especially Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder, two key guys. What I'm referring to is there's opportunity. What I mean is that there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to have to be very strategic in the regular season because they need their players to pace themselves. But I think for the Lakers, it is a different story with LeBron. It's a different story just simply, not just because of the circumstances, but also because you're coming off a championship just 7 weeks ago. The regular season should not be anywhere as important as maybe it's been in past years, especially because what is the value of home court? I mean, really, there is no value. So I do think that the Lakers, and I think LeBron James, I just got a feeling that, you know, it obviously makes a ton of sense to be smart. It makes a ton of sense for this team and this organization to do everything they possibly can to have LeBron James in the best position possible by the time they get to the postseason. Now, with all that being said, it leads me to one specific player. This needs to be AD's team this regular season. Anthony Davis, I can sit here for 30 minutes and talk about how great AD is. Actually, one of the things I asked LeBron today on that Zoom call was what some of his expectations were for AD, and he was quick to respond and say, I don't have expectations for Anthony Davis. I know what he is. He knows what he is. All he's got to do is come to work every day, put in the work, put in the grind, and he's one of the best in the world. But Jared Dudley said something last week that I want to kind of weave into this. This season for Anthony Davis, last year it was LeBron. It was Anthony Davis that needed LeBron to get his first championship. And I saw many different instances where LeBron James would go to the bench and the Lakers would struggle, even if Anthony Davis is in the game. And look, some of that has to do with, okay, what are those complementary pieces? LeBron's got the ball in his hand so many times and he's able to dish out 10 assists and lead the NBA in assists this past year. But this season has to be more Anthony Davis in the regular season. This year it has to be Anthony Davis that's leading the Los Angeles Lakers. And LeBron is, kind of orchestrating a little bit from the background where he doesn't have to play. Lakers got 72 games this year. I hope they're extremely strategic with how they use LeBron James. And I think that's going to put more burden on Anthony Davis. And I got to tell you, I want to see more burden on AD. because Anthony Davis now is in a position as he walks into his prime at age 27 years old where everything, it's okay for more and more to be on his back. When LeBron signed a three-year extension with the Lakers, what a week on last couple of days for the Lakers. You got Anthony Davis signed into a five-year deal. You got LeBron James signing to a three additional years. Every single year from this point on in LeBron's contract, there should be more and more falling on the shoulders of Anthony Davis, because one day AD is going to take this franchise and he's going to be the focal point and the foundation. You need pieces. Don't get me wrong. You can't do it with one person. But at some point, there's going to be that baton that is passed to Anthony Davis. And I think if there's ever a year where AD can take on that challenge and be that man, this year would be that opportunity. Because as he's coming into his, I think, eighth year in the NBA, now he has his NBA championship, now he has his financial security. And just, I go back to this, age, 27 years old, LeBron James, 35, I think about to be 36 if he hasn't already turned 36, or right around that age. On top of all that, just the amount of mileage that LeBron James has had, I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to this season and seeing if Anthony Davis takes his game to another level as well. And not just takes it from a statistical perspective. Doesn't just take his game because he got two more rebounds a game and three more points. Leading off the floor, leading on the floor, one of the vocal leaders on this team. We'll really get a chance to see how much Anthony Davis has learned from LeBron James. And on top of that, how much Anthony Davis is able to put on his shoulders this upcoming season, especially where obviously it's a year that there are a lot of curveballs being thrown, but I think it's at a disadvantage to the Lakers with how short that offseason was. When we come back, I also want to play LeBron James talking about the bullseye on the Los Angeles Lakers back. We'll do that coming up next. We got Wesley Matthews coming up at 7:30. We'll get a chance to talk to him about how training camp is going so far. So all that coming up next. Stay right here. You're listening to Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. All right, so we'll see as we get ready to start the regular season.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just how much Anthony Davis will have to pick up some of the slack. When I say slack, what I'm referring to is you just want to see if you can give LeBron James this opportunity for really probably the first time in his career. I know Lakers didn't make the postseason the year prior, but just give this guy some time to get his body right as we get into the second half. They released the schedule first half, 37 games for the first half. How great would it be if, by the time you get to the second half of the schedule, LeBron James, and there's no issues with rest or kind of pacing yourself or whatever the case is, I think that's going to be a big key. And if there's any other player that you have confidence in that can start taking a bigger role, it is Anthony Davis. You know how much I'd love to talk about Anthony Davis this year, saying, oh, it's no question, it's AD who's the MVP. It's between AD and Giannis. And it's not that LeBron James will have taken a step back or anything like that. It's more from a strategic perspective. But I think Anthony Davis is ready for that, you know, that next step and that next level. And this is going to be part of his growth as a player. Because if he eventually leads the Los Angeles Lakers, if he eventually takes the baton from LeBron James, at some point you're going to have to be that number one that's also helping that team to an NBA championship. It's not easy. I mean, look at all the great superstars around the NBA, and they don't get close to a chip. Now, it helps having a player that's been there 10 freaking times like LeBron James has, but that's one thing I'm looking forward to watching this season is just how Anthony Davis kind of takes that role and says, all right, get on my shoulders, get on my back. LeBron, you're obviously there. You're the most important piece on this team, but I'm going to take more responsibility because We need to save you as much as we can for that postseason run. Here's LeBron James from earlier talking about the bullseye on the team's back.
I guess the bullseye just becomes even greater, even if that's even possible. You know, one, for me personally, the bullseye has always been on my back or on my front since I entered the league. And then you add in the Laker name on top of that. The Lakers franchise, you know, the bullseye has been on this franchise for a long time as well. So, you know, understanding that everyone's going to come at us. Everyone's going to, you know, try to take away from us defending our title. But, you know, for me personally, last year we won the ring. We won the title. And this year is a new challenge. It's everybody opportunity to go out there and do it. So, you know, as long as we go in with that mindset and be humbled about our process, and you know, and not worry about what we did last year, we need to worry about what we're going to do this year. It will give us the best possible chance to be able to go out and try to win another one.
All right. So on top of you know, the NBA schedule coming out late last week, on top of all the training camp starting, and we got a chance. What was it? These calls started last week, late last week, and listened to the Lakers yesterday. Yesterday it was Montrezl Harrell. Today was Dennis Schroeder and LeBron. So and head coach Frank Vogel. So on top of finally kind of getting that access, now you're starting to get the feel for training camp and everything else. AD and LeBron re-signed, and those deals that both of those players signed with the Lakers. LeBron's an extension, 2 years, $85 million. Anthony Davis, we know it's the 5 year, $190 is what Anthony Davis signed for. So it's interesting because, you know, you're focused and you're paying attention to this upcoming season. But really, when you look at the Lakers for the next few years, your foundation pieces, this is one thing that Pelinka's always mentioned, at least over the course of the last year. It's trying to not just build for this year. It's trying to build something that's sustainable. So you're coming off a championship. Lakers win championship number 17. This year, you're heavily favored. I mean, it's funny because I was looking at the schedule. And I got the schedule here in front of me. And I'm looking at the schedule, and don't get me wrong. Yes, it's going to be competitive. I'll get a little bit into the schedule later in the show. Yes, it's going to be competitive. Yes, you got some tough teams that are out there. But Lakers got better this offseason. I don't see any significant changes with any of the other contenders out there. So when I also see LeBron and Anthony Davis sign these, there's obviously a future beyond just winning one championship. Sometimes you see organizations where they got one ring and that was their run. They went all in and then it's over. I don't think anybody thinks that with the Lakers. I was listening to Stephen A. Smith, I think, on Friday. Friday, I'm listening to Stephen A. Smith. I filled in for Travis Rogers and doing those morning shifts. And I hear Stephen A. saying, I think the Lakers are going to win three in a row. They're going back to back to back. I'm like, Stephen A., slow down. Let's get championship number two before we start talking about championship number three. But it gives you the perception of what other experts are looking at or they think about the Lakers right now. They think that not only are they the best team this upcoming year, they're already predicting them to, you know, potentially be one of the favorites for next season. Now, I know that's absurd and you can't be looking that far ahead, but I think it makes for a conversation of, I see where they're coming from. Like, I see where Stephen A's coming from on that front. He also, by the way, mentioned that's if James Harden doesn't end up with Brooklyn. Well, how about James Harden just shows up to work one of these days? How about James Harden just shows up to training camp first and then worry about Brooklyn? Don't get me started on that one. I got top NBA stories coming up at 8 o'clock, and I'll take my time to go into that James Harden conversation. LeBron James on what it means for him and Anthony Davis to resign with the Lakers.
Well, what it means that we're here and we're committed to this franchise. You know, we're going to give everything that we got to this franchise. That's what it's all about. And the Lakers believe in us, and you know, and they rewarded us with those contracts, and we just try to go out there and earn them every day. You know, both on the floor and off the floor, try to make an impact not only at what we do on the floor, but also make an impact off the floor on how we carry ourselves as men as well. So, you know, it's a great partnership.
All right, so I did want to spend the beginning part of the show kind of hitting into that. So obviously with LeBron James, the big question is going to come. It's interesting, the NBA has released a couple different memos or whatever you want to call it, press releases, I don't know what it is, Woj and a few of the people at ESPN were just breaking down. They're going to be lenient on some of these players that had a quick turnaround and have been in the NBA for a number of years. I swear, when I was reading, you know, that article, I felt like it was literally just referencing LeBron James and maybe guys like Anthony Davis or Jimmy Butler, some of these superstars that played and had such a short return to come back and play in the regular season. Then there was always also talk about nationally televised games and how they want to make sure that the stars are playing. I mean, the NBA is, they're trying to think of every scenario possible when it comes to this upcoming season. The reality is, whatever's on paper, it might as well be in, you can't put it in stone, because whatever we think is going to happen this season will probably change, and the NBA will have to adjust as we go. Okay, so a couple minutes on Wesley Matthews real quick, because he's coming up at 7:30, and I remember vividly when Danny Green got traded from the Lakers and and Dennis Schroeder came in, and then Avery Bradley ends up going to the Miami Heat. There was a lot of conversation, and KCP hadn't been signed yet. There was a lot of conversation saying, well, what are the Lakers going to do to replace Danny Green or even Avery Bradley, who both of those guys pretty much played the same position? And listen, the Dennis Schroeder deal was so good that there was nobody making any mention of, well, what's going to happen to Danny Green's spot? And then free agency starts, and Palenka in the front office pull off the Wesley Matthews signing. And, you know, you heard that name come up. I remember doing a couple free agency shows leading up, and the names that were being thrown around was Serge Ibaka, Wesley Matthews. There were a few names that, you know, you kept hearing. I think Paul Millsap's name came up a few times. I always thought the Wesley Matthews one was interesting, because once Danny Green left, and that void was, you know, obviously sitting there for the Lakers, and then the Lakers signed Wesley Matthews, and they get him for literally a fraction of the price, probably a quarter of the price. Danny Green was making $15 million, and Wesley Matthews, his deal was around, I want to say, $3.6 million. And the first thing I thought of with Wesley Matthews was, okay, this is a guy I got a chance to watch, played in Portland for 5 years, played in Dallas for 5 years. So Lakers, in the Western Conference, you're familiar with this type of player. He's a perfect fit. I don't know what more to tell you. I mean, Wesley Matthews is a perfect fit for the Lakers, and it's been great to kind of listen to him these last few days. His when he first got introduced to the Lakers, and then we got a chance to hear him on these Zoom calls. And, you know, a player like this, who this is his motivation, 12 years in the NBA. He's undrafted. He's been a journeyman in the league. He's been a guy that's had to fight for every, you know, possession, every minute that he's got in the league. And here he is now at this stage of his career, coming to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. All he cares about is one thing: how do I help this team win an NBA championship? Because he's one of the few players that are coming in that don't have rings. Half the squad has a ring: Markieff Morris, Kyle Kuzma, Alex Caruso, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, KCP. There's obviously players that are returning, but then there's a bulk of players, including Wesley Matthews, who's played his entire career, and he does not have a championship. So you know what his motivation is, and I'm really looking forward to kind of hear his story, what he thinks his role is going to be, what's an ideal role for him this upcoming year, and just pick his brain about what's going on in training camp. Wesley Matthews coming up next. You're listening to Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, welcome back to Lakers Talk. Want to welcome in the brand new shooting guard for the Los Angeles Lakers, a veteran in the NBA, Wesley Matthews. Wes, thank you for taking some time and joining the show. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Yeah, of course. Doing okay on my end. So you're a couple practices in. How's the body feeling here? You're still getting used to a late start, kind of like obviously an awkward season this year. How are you feeling just in general?
My body's holding up, so that's always a good thing. Obviously, yeah, this is very untraditional for everybody involved right now. We're trying to get back and ready for this season. So everybody's doing their diligence. You got to have a lot more personal accountability to make sure that your body is in the situation and is ready to endure what it needs to going into the training camp and preseason. So it's been a good couple of days, and you know I'm excited for this journey.
Wes, how do you prepare for something like this? I'm curious because you know obviously you've been in the league long enough, and you have great experience in the NBA, but working your way down to Orlando and playing in that bubble, and then now the way this season is, you know, obviously going to start, preseason is going to start this Friday, but just the timing of when it's going to start, the fact that it's a shorter schedule, all these COVID-19 protocols, is there a lot that you just say, let me just take this thing day to day and not overwhelm myself?
I mean, that's really all that you can do is take everything day by day. I mean, the NBA, I'm sure, is getting new protocols and new intel and new information. I mean, it's going to be an ongoing thing that's always going to be, you know, subject to change. And so you're going to have to be adaptable. You're going to have to be, you have to find a way to be comfortable in uncomfortable scenarios and uncomfortable settings. I think that the bubble was a eye-opening experience for a lot of people. You know, hopefully there isn't a bubble type situation again, but, you saw the strongest teams mentally and physically, they were able to withstand whatever was thrown their way. And a lot of it is going to come down to, you know, surrounding this COVID-19 and having that accountability, not only for yourself, but for everybody else to not only protect everybody else with, you know, in your household and yourself, but the organization and this team, you know, the best team is going to be the team that can stay the safest and stay the healthiest, you know, along with everything that you do on the court.
Wesley Matthews taking some time here to join Lakers Talk here on 710 ESPN. Wes, you know, I'm always curious to get a player's perspective on this. So the Lakers win the NBA championship, and before I, you know, get into this roster and get your thoughts and your role and everything else, what did you think of last season when it was all said and done and you saw that the Lakers and the Heat go six games, Lakers prevail, LeBron, Anthony Davis? How do you view last season, knowing that obviously a team that you were playing with back then was the Milwaukee Bucks? Everything stops in March, 4-month break, and then it finishes in Orlando. How do you kind of round up the way last season played out, and how do you view the Lakers when it was all said and done being the champion?
You know, personally, you know, it was disappointing. It was a season that was filled with a lot of high hopes, a lot of high goals. And, you know, who's to say if this didn't happen, you know, that we would not have been able to attain those goals. But very proud of the work that we did, proud of the work that we put in, you know, proud to be a part of the Milwaukee Bucks organization, you know, especially with what we did off the court and trying to forfeit Game 3, I believe, mm-hmm. or Game 4 of the first round. And but yeah, from the outside looking in, I mean, you look at what the Lakers did. You look at what the Heat did, making it to the finals. The Lakers obviously prevailing. You know, they won the weight. You know, they won the weight, so to speak, as far as, you know, they were the last team standing. Mm-hmm. They got the most comfortable in an uncomfortable scenario and situation down there in the bubble. You know, their health, they're obviously having LeBron and AD helps everything. But they came together as a team and they didn't let anything take them off of their path, off of their goal. And, you know, that's why, in my opinion, that's why they were victorious.
So, Wes, your journey in the NBA, and for Laker fans out here, first of all, I think there's a lot of Laker fans that are excited to see you on this roster. And, you know, it has to do for a number of different reasons. But you bring great qualities. And I think one of the things that you'll bring to this roster, you got a ton of experience. And last year's Lakers team, as you know, had kind of a similar thing where you have your stars, but these role players and these veterans are so key. So when you look at this Lakers team and this Lakers roster, can you talk about how you think you could bring your strengths in? I mean, just kind of describe your role. Perfect scenario this team this year with the Lakers. How does Wesley Matthews fit in?
Perfect scenario. I make every shot and steal the ball from everybody that I'm assigned to guard.
That's it. That's all you're asking for.
That's all I'm asking for. I don't think that's crazy. But ideal scenario, you know, just really coming in and just being whatever it is that the team needs. You know, this team that we move the ball, we compete on the defensive end, we compete on the offensive end. All of those things are stuff that I like to do, you know, stuff that has kept me in this league as an undrafted free agent for 12 seasons now, is just that competitive drive, that competitive fight, the knowledge of the game, the IQ of on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball, multiple actions where everybody's looking for each other. You know, the ball is the most dangerous thing. Like, obviously, when you have LeBron and AD, like, yeah, they make the game really, really easy, you know, for everybody. But, you know, when your two best players have a philosophy that the ball is the most dangerous, you know, that's a scary thing. And, you know, just moving without the ball and playing basketball to its entirety, making defenses pay for any and everything, you know, that's where I think this team stands out as opposed to other teams.
Wes, you've got a chance too to just kind of look at this roster up and down in this roster, and you know, you obviously the LeBron and Anthony Davis part, but there's so many other players, including yourself, Marc Gasol, obviously newly acquired, a player like Dennis Schroeder, which has been, I think, just kind of a budding star that's just walking into his prime. Montrezl Harrell, Sixth Man of the Year. When you look at this roster, I didn't even mention KCP, Kyle Kuzma, Alex Caruso. How deep is this roster? How do you kind of view what type of team this team can be? Not just in December, but by the time you get closer to playoff time, what do you think this team is? Expectations are in your own personal expectations.
I mean, you know, my personal expectations, I think, align with they align with the team expectations, which is being the last team standing. And you know, just the depth of the team and the fact that now you can add in that the depth of the team that was young and had gone through, you know, ups and downs. You know, you look at Kuz, you look at AC, mm-hmm. KCP, you know, those guys that were with the Lakers when they weren't making the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. But now you add to the fact that they've had that longevity, they're champions, they have that experience, and they have that kind of swagger about them. And so, you know, as a new guy come in, it's like you almost have to create that yourself, you know, and obviously knowing that I'm not a champion and that's what, you know, my goal is to be. But when you break down the roster, you know, you have confidence, you know, 1 through 17 or however many players on the roster, you know, on the basis that they were champions last year. Now, that doesn't mean anything going forward to this season. Obviously, this is a whole entire different season. But when you know that you can literally ask anybody on this roster about a situation and that they've seen it, you know, whether they were because they played or just they had watched it hands-on, you know, it's a comforting situation.
Wesley Matthews, nice enough to take some time here and join Lakers Talk here on 710 ESPN. Wes, I'm going to ask about one of your teammates here real quick. Anthony Davis, 27 years old, walking into his prime, now an NBA champion. What do you see in not what he's accomplished already, but what's the next couple of years for Anthony Davis? I just want to see it from your perspective because you are somebody that's obviously extremely knowledgeable in the game. With his skill set, what he's already accomplished, what's the future for AD, you think?
I mean, whatever he wants it to be. You know, now it's just going to be how can I be the most dominant, you know, player in this league for years to come for as long as I want to be. You know, I think that's his next evolution. I mean, obviously you see what he can do on the perimeter. I mean, he's taken even 2-3 steps, you know, as far as ball handling and in situate handling the ball in tight situations, being able to create his own shot. You know, he's a willing passer, you know, just being able to see the game before it happens, you know, read defenses. And I mean, he's got the best teacher for that. You know, there's not anybody in the game right now that has seen more defensive coverages and has been game planned for more than anybody than LeBron. And in that same breath has had more success than anybody in the game right now under those situations. You know, like LeBron has seen every kind of defense and absolutely, he's beaten every kind of defense and he's been a champion going against every kind of defense, you know. So now I think that's AD's next step, is how can you manipulate the game, you know, from by you being you.
Wesley Matthews joining Lakers Talk here on 710 ESPN. Wes, you've a couple different times I've asked these questions, and you mentioned LeBron, you know, one way or the other, and I know that's obviously referencing to the team and individual players, and it kind of like relates back to LeBron, and it's obviously everything you're mentioning here is a compliment to him. What do you admire most about LeBron? And it could be something that maybe has nothing to do with the basketball floor, but when you look at a player that since high school has had such, you know, obviously high expectations, and then has over-delivered. He's been to the finals 10 times. You know, I'm sure part of the reason why you're wearing a Laker uniform right now is you, like you mentioned, you haven't won a championship, and here's an incredible opportunity to do so. When you look at LeBron and just the totality of what he's done in his career, and here he is walking into his 18th season, what is there one thing that sticks out to you that you admire most?
I mean, just his mentality towards the game. I mean, his mentality towards, you know, given everything that he has, you know, this for so many of us, you know, this game has provided us with more than we could have ever imagined. I know myself, I can definitely speak for myself on that. So, you know, one thing that I've always wanted to do is give the game everything that it's given me, or at least try to, you know, pay my respect for the game that way. And you look at a guy, I mean, what it rumored, it came out that, what, he spends $1 million on maintenance for his body, you know, a year. That's, you know, that right there, it's just, that's devotion. You know, it's one thing, obviously, to have the finances to do that, but it's tedious. You know, it's not fun being in the cold tub. It's not fun having to, you know, these aren't Ritz-Carlton or Four Seasons type massages. You know, that's an elbow into your hip. You know, those are knuckles digging into your psoas. You know, it's not the most glamorous thing, you know, getting up before everybody, leaving after everybody, studying film. You know, it's a grind, and to love doing that, you know, the way that I'm seeing that he does, it's impressive.
Well, look, Wes, it's great to get your perspective. It really is. I was excited to get a chance to connect with you. And, you know, obviously we're wishing you nothing but the best this upcoming season. Lakers got high hopes, not just for the team, but for you individually. It just seems like such a great fit on this Lakers roster. So good luck as we get the season started. And then hopefully as the season progresses, we could have you back on and you could give us some updates on how things are going. All right, bud?
Sounds good. I appreciate you having me.
Matthews right there of the Los Angeles Lakers. A fantastic interview and really a guy that I'm looking forward to personally to watch this upcoming year and just be a piece of the pie, right? Be a piece of this puzzle that the Lakers are trying to figure out if they can go back-to-back. What's Wesley Matthews? Wesley Matthews is just a solid, solid piece that is going to play his role. And we'll get a chance starting on Friday to see what that role is going to look like. Couple things I want to do when we come back. Did you guys see what LeBron tweeted about Kyle Kuzma? And it's an incredible compliment to Kyle Kuzma. If you haven't got a chance, I'll talk about it when we come back. I think it's probably a great confidence booster for Kyle Kuzma. I'll tell you what I'm referring to when we come back. Stay right here. Actually, before we even go, I'm going too fast here, Curtis. I'm going too fast here. So everybody knows that we're doing this Santa Key. All right, Santa Key's coming to town and stuffing your stocking with Laker goodies and collectibles. Keep listening for the sounder of Santa Key coming down your chimney. Once you hear it, be caller number 7 to 877-710-ESPN. You'll have a chance to pick a stocking above the 710 fireplace. Keyshawn, Greeny, Max, Mason, Ireland, Sedano, LZ, Kaplan, or myself, Playoff Sliwa, and you got a chance to win Laker goodies and collectibles. Last week, a giveaway, a Laker hat, Laker championship hat, and a shirt. So make sure you stay tuned in right here on 710, your home of the world champion Lakers. We come back, we'll hit on the tweet that LeBron sent on Kuzma. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Thank you to Wesley Matthews and Lakers Public Relations for helping set that up. This is 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, thank you to Wesley Matthews for being a part of the show. Mike Trudell, by the way, coming up at 8:30. One of the best in the business, obviously covers the Lakers and does a fantastic job for Spectrum Sportsnet. So Trudell coming up at 8:30. You know, one of the things that stood out with Wesley Matthews, before I get into that tweet with LeBron and Kuzma, one of the things that stood out when I asked him to, you know, what do you admire most about LeBron, and he talks about how there's just this daily process, this daily grind that goes into being a professional athlete. Don't get me wrong. I know there's people driving around right now or listening on the ESPN app saying they live a great life. I don't question that by any stretch of the imagination. But LeBron is, you know, one of the greatest to ever do it. And there is something about those types of players. And you know, Wesley Matthews was saying, like, the details, right? He's been doing it for so long, but he continues to embrace the details of the daily grind of not just being an NBA player, not being a top 100 player currently in the world right now. You're talking about being one of the best players in the world for such a long period of time. I looked it up. I was trying to see LeBron's age. He's 35 now. December 30th, he'll be 36. So end of December, he'll be 36 years old. He's been doing it in the NBA for 17 years, and it just sticks out to me when Wesley Matthews talks about, like, just getting into a cold tub, the grind of just the details of making sure you're, you know, first at practice, last leave, all that stuff. There is something about greats, you know, people who do things, people who are the best in their specific business or their field. And if we just use the sports perspective, it's what, you know, I appreciate and what I respected so much from someone like Kobe, right? And we'll just use Laker examples here. Someone like Magic. And if you look at just the NBA, some of these other greats, Michael Jordan, you just start thinking of players that they're never content. It's like, imagine when you accomplish something that you've never accomplished before. And after you're done accomplishing it, you actually just want to, all you care about is doing it again. And you know, to still have that drive and to still want to be the great or want to be the best, want to be the greatest at what you do, that does kind of it astonishes me. I guess that's the best way to put it. And it's not just in this field, but we're just using the field of basketball for now. Okay, so tweet went out over the weekend. There's a site out there called Hoop Central. They put out a tweet. Says, name an NBA player you think will take a giant leap this season. All right? There's a lot of, you know, obviously these accounts out there heavily focused on NBA, whatever the case is, and they put out some hypotheticals or questions or whatever the case is. So this specific site, Hoop Central, says, name an NBA player you think will take a giant leap this season. LeBron James responds. So LeBron puts down a player. Which player does he put? LeBron writes Kyle Kuzma. I thought that was interesting. I really do. You know, we haven't talked that much about Kuzma this offseason. We haven't talked that much about Kuzma as we're coming into this upcoming season, this upcoming year, right? Kuzma's been a name where over the last couple of years, it seems like I don't know if less and less is being asked from him, if that's the proper way to explain it, but that's the reality. The reality is when Kuz originally got to the Lakers and he was drafted, there just really wasn't that much talent. There was a lot of young talent. But as Kuz's career has progressed in the NBA, what's happened? What's happened is the Lakers went from a lottery team to now an NBA championship team. And Kuz is a topic that has come up. There's kind of a love-hate relationship with, I think, Kuz with Laker fans. And I experience this personally because I take a lot of opinions from Laker fans. If I said right now, if I said, Laker fans, give me your thoughts on Kyle Kuzma this upcoming season. What are your expectations? Is Kuz living up to his expectations? Is Kuz doing fine with his role? And I threw out the phone number. I'm telling you, the phone lines would light up. Kuzma is typically a topic that kind of, it's a name that churns Laker fans one way or the other. You can have some people say, you know what, I think you should shop Kuzma and go see what kind of talent you can get for him. And then you might have people on the other side and say, man, Kuzma's so talented and he's so young. Don't let the guy go anywhere. But I got to tell you about this tweet. When LeBron James responds, what player you think is going to take a giant leap this season? And LeBron says Kyle Kuzma. I don't take that lightly. I really don't, because if you're Kyle Kuzma and it's LeBron James, I think this when LeBron, you know, retweeted and responded, I think got like 160,000 plus likes. When LeBron James says that, I think LeBron, every move that he makes is very strategic. Every reason why, there's a reason behind everything that he does. I mean, what a confidence booster for Kyle Kuzma. Look, maybe Kuz needs that confidence booster. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe Kuz is already incredibly confident in his game and his progress and everything else that he just kind of brushes it off and says, hey, King, I appreciate it, but I got this. I'm going to go make it happen. But from my perspective, and I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, listeners out there that feel the same way, I appreciate that kind of a message from LeBron to a young Kuzma, because this offseason has also been one of those offseasons where a lot more talent came to the Lakers. The Lakers got younger. You know, if there's been question marks about who's the third best player for the Lakers, and last season we just anointed Kyle Kuzma as going to be the third best player, and the reality was he wasn't. And there's no reason to sugarcoat it. It's the truth. He wasn't the third best player last season, and that's okay. There were other players that stepped up. I thought KCP had a fantastic season. Alex Caruso was coming into his own. We know what Dwight Howard provided. We know what Rondo provided. At the end of the day, the only thing that mattered was one thing. Did you win a championship or did you not? Lakers won a championship. This season, there's even more talent than last year. Dennis Schroeder is going to be a player for the Lakers. Montrezl Harrell's got a chip on his shoulder that has a lot to do with maybe the way he left the Los Angeles Clippers, and probably a lot to do with the fact that he's trying to be an NBA champion. Alex Caruso's continuing to improve. KCP just got a 3-year, $40 million deal. We are talking less and less about Kyle Kuzma. And, you know, this might be a fantastic position for Kuz, because there aren't going to be that much expectations for Kuz to be the third best player. The expectations from Kyle Kuzma is going to be, can you continue to improve on the defensive side? Can you find ways to contribute on this team without having to have the ball in your hands? You know what I mean? You're doing other things. You're slashing to the basket. You're coming off the right screens and spotting up in the perfect position. You're making the right decisions. You're not getting careless turnovers or offensive foul calls. So this season for Kyle Kuzma, I think it's going to be, I think there'll be some people watching, but not nearly as much as they've been watching the last couple of years. And in my opinion, you know, they say it's one of those where you don't believe it until you see it. And I think that's what I would say about LeBron's tweet. I think the giant leap, he's going to make a giant leap this season. That's tough for me to sell myself on until I actually see it. And that just has to do with watching Kuzma over the last couple of years. By the way, you know, one of the things I've tried to compliment Kuzma on going back to last season was the fact that Kuzma, he did sacrifice for the Lakers. I did feel like, you know, he got more and more intelligent as the season progressed and understood if he wanted to get minutes and if he wanted to play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and he wanted critical playing time in predicaments or situations that could be the difference of winning a game or not, critical stage, 2 minutes, 5 minutes left in a game, he's going to have to do the little things. And I compliment him for that, because he sacrificed his game. He didn't complain. He did what the team needed him to do. And at this stage of his career, that's incredibly smart. That's incredibly smart for him, because he'll probably put himself in a position where he'll get more of those opportunities, whether it's with the Lakers down the road or with another team. Okay, we got a ton of top NBA stories that we're going to get into. What is going on in the NBA? I mean, I'm just going to tell you guys right now. Got to get in on James Harden. I got to get in on James Harden. So when we come back, we'll talk about the top NBA stories, some more news about the Toronto Raptors and the Portland Trailblazers. Dwight Howard explained his tweet on the night of free agency. So all that coming up next. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is Lakers Talk. Stay right here. We'll go for another hour on 710 ESPN.